In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The week began for us by following Jesus as he called another to follow him, namely St. Matthew. From a hated traitor who worked the toll booths for the Romans and extorted money from his own people, here was a son of Israel, who was alienated from both God and God's community. Why does your rabbi eat with tax collectors and sinners, inquire the Pharisees? Pious people, of course, have scruples with whom they will eat. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. And that leads us to today's gospel. This seems at first blush to be an odd example of mercy. First, Jesus ignores this Canaanite. Then, when the disciples intercede, he rebuffs both her and them with the words, "I have not been sent but to the lost house of Israel." And finally, when she does have his attention, he insults her by calling her a dog. Perhaps this is a methodology I don't remember as being part of pastoral practice. I'm not sure I remember the last time someone called me a dog, but I believe it was in Dr. Scare's class. We must, of course, be careful not to fictionalize Jesus into a precious moment's peace where everything is fuzzy, warm, and cute. This is the Jesus who calls people Satan to their face, who overturns tables in the temple, who tells the disciples that they have little faith, and who stands toe-to-toe with his religious adversaries and is not shy to say to them, "You are of your father, the devil." The Canaanites, of whom this woman is one, represents par excellence the people with whom the people of God were to have no contact. These were the original Baal worshipers. In various locales, they practiced self-mutilation, prostitution, and infant sacrifice. All common features, by the way, of late 20th century American life. Sacred memory also recalls that the original intent at the time of the conquest of the region of Canaan was to completely exterminate these people, a plan, nevertheless, that was not carried out. Against this brief backdrop, we must see, however, two things. One is that it is Jesus' choice to go up to this region of Tyre and Sidon. And he is going way out of his way to be there. It is his initiative to enter this area, and it was not a chance meeting. Here we see God at work through the Son he sent, breaking down the barriers between people who were nothing and had nothing, and could claim nothing before God. Like the Magi before her, these Goyim are being incorporated into the sacred narrative where we find the least likely welcome into the presence of God's Messiah. Later, St. Matthew will tell us the parable of our Lord, the great wedding feast of the king's son, where both bad and good find a place at the sumptuous table. Twice in St. Matthew's Gospel does Jesus praise someone's faith, the centurion and this woman. If we look for a common link, besides, of course, both being Gentile, it is how utterly lowly and humble they approach Christ. Faith at its highest completely despairs of self, can only cry, Kyrie eleison, and can only look to the merits and righteousness of God's anointed. So what do you do when the Lord calls you a dog? What can you say when it is told you, don't cast your pearls before swine? Well, maybe a bark or a grunt are in order. The Canaanite woman claimed only the right of a dog. But even then, the crumbs that fall from the table are Jesus, are still the bread of life. This is the way God creates and sustains faith. He breaks our pride and he humbles us. He puts us down with dogs. He humbles the exalted and he exalts the humbled. He fills the hungry with good things, but the rich he sends empty away. It is said that Luther died with these words on his lips. It is true, we are beggars. But even the beggar God takes, clothes him with garments of salvation, puts the ring on his finger, kills the appointed sacrifice, and said, this my son was lost and is now found, was dead and now lives. Claim only the right of a dog, and the kingdom is yours. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.